can't do ice skates whether I've had too much wine or not. I'm just saying.
I would be falling down either way.
Yeah, me too. So just make sure you're safe out there, people. We want to make sure everybody has a safe winter activity. And then I do want to mention, because we do have, you know, more snow coming our way, families kind of stuck at home right now, looking for some way to keep the kids entertained. Can we talk about this diorama contest over at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library? Yeah.
I'll
get all the words
campaign.
In yet.
Yeah, right.
Get all those words in yet.
They've got the month-long diorama contest going on. And you know, we always talk about that. You and I usually hit on the weekend events. But of course, there's all kinds of great stuff happening at the library during the week as well. And we don't get to them all.
Right.
But the diorama contest is one example. So this is an event that's open to all ages. The theme is winter. There are official rules. So be sure to read them. But
all right,
you can bring your diorama into the circulation desk anytime this month. Register your masterpiece, and the public is going to vote on them the first half of February.
All right, and then all the dioramas will be on display, so you can go check them out, see everybody's creativity, what winter maybe means to them, or how they interpreted the theme. So very cool. I mean, I just like to mention that, because we might be in for another couple of days where you're trying to figure out what to do with the littles in the house.
This might be good diorama weather.
Exactly, it's right. Like we're living in a winter diorama right now, but you know, it might be a good time for the kiddos to get their creative juices flowing a little bit and not drive mom and dad completely insane. So let them work on their dioramas, maybe win a prize or two. Who knows, right?
We are all about everyone's mental health out there.
That's
in the
right.
Arts.
That's right. Well, we've both had small kids in these instances, right? And you know, you do whatever you can when the weather's not great to keep them happy and active and to make sure that they're having some fun at the same time.
So yeah, but let's make a diorama.
Yeah, I think
use
it sounds
our time
super
productively.
Fun. Yeah, I love it. So get all the craft supplies ready to go, because you might have some time this weekend with the winter weather. Now, of course, you and I just always hit on the tip of the iceberg. There's always a lot of things going on the calendar of events, as you mentioned. But if people want to take a look at the full calendar, if they want to check out more details on some of these things we talked about, where's the best place to go for all of that?
Yes, please visit baraboo.com. And if you are a chamber member, please submit your events. We'll make sure that they get listed on the calendar and that, you know, Maddie and I talk about them on Thursday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to do that and put a few more eyes on whatever event you might be having. And so, Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. And, of course, we will talk to you next Thursday. Are you watching the Packers play on Sunday afternoon? Got to ask that.
No, please do not text me any scores. I'm supposed to be refereeing basketball on Sunday, and I'm going to have to catch the game in progress. So I'll be watching it. Eventually. But yeah, it's funny, when I took all these gigs, I was like, well, I'm not going to have to worry about any Packer playoff games. Oh, now, you know, a month later.
Look at how they surprised you.
Sure did.
That's awesome. It was a good surprise, though, for most Packers fans this year. All right. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Same to you.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, if you want more information about any of the events that we just talked about, maybe you want to check out events that are coming up over the next few weeks, get this full gist of the calendar, you know, plan some activities for the kiddos as well. Easy to do. Baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A seismic shift in pro football as Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have agreed to part ways after 24 seasons, during which Belichick coached the team to 6 Super Bowl titles. Adam Schefter with our partners at ESPN says,
the relationship is ending, and that will be the deal. He's leaving New England 15 wins shy of breaking Don Shula's NFL record of 347 wins as a head coach.
Today, after seven-time national champion Nick Saban retired as head coach of the University of Alabama, and Pete Carroll ended his Super Bowl-winning run as coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Former President Donald Trump expected in a New York City courtroom today for closing arguments in the civil fraud trial against his businesses. He did not take part in the final Republican debate in Iowa prior to Monday's caucuses. The race, though, is getting smaller. Former New Jersey governor and Trump critic Chris Christie ended his campaign. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday, there were at least four crashes that happened in Greene County, which all owed to the snowy conditions. According to the Greene County Sheriff's Office, the first crash happened early in the morning on State Highway 104. The driver, a 27-year-old Durand man, lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a utility pole. The second crash happened later on Tuesday morning on State Highway 81 in Spring Grove. A 27-year-old Freeport woman was driving when she lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a culvert. She was injured but is expected to be okay. The third crash took place in the afternoon in Mount Pleasant when a 44-year-old Evansville man driving on County Highway EE lost control of the vehicle, went into the ditch, and flipped. The driver was not injured. And the fourth crash happened on State Highway 11 in the town of Monroe around 3 p.m. A 35-year-old Monroe woman lost control of the vehicle and then crashed into a fence. She was uninjured and drove her vehicle from the scene. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
We are tracking yet another winter storm that has potential to bring 6 or more inches of accumulation with wind and blowing snow starting late tonight through tomorrow. Tomorrow night, even into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, although we will see a little sunshine. 29. Snow develops late tonight with a low of 22. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22. 99.7.
It's 8:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Almost another weekend. We're just hanging in there a couple of more days. And well, you just heard that forecast from Sean. Maybe some more snow to usher in the weekend. I think I'm good. I think I can do without it. Here's Joan Jett, the Blackhearts now. I Hate Myself for Loving You on 99.7 Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, I promised you I was going to be able to tell you what Mia Sara was doing after Ferris Bueller's Day Off and no acting. And I did look for it. I found it here. She's actually retired completely from acting, and she now focuses on writing as a poet. Over time, she actually expressed that her work on movies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Legend was not enjoyable for her, and she doesn't look back on either of those roles fondly at all. So it was just best for her to leave Hollywood and do something that she actually enjoyed. So Mia Sara is actually a poet, and that's what she does now. So there you go.
Well, that's cool. And I mean, she seemed so at ease in Ferris Bueller's
Day Off.
She just
had that cool
off,
personality, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's
not for everybody. It's a hectic lifestyle. Yeah.
Did you see that Selena Gomez is actually going to be playing Linda Ronstadt in a biopic? That's
awesome.
I mean,
see
if you look at pictures of them next, they do look alike. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to be good. And Selena Gomez, I know everybody likes to kind of lump her into the singers category, but actually, if you remember, she started out on Disney. I mean, she was an actress before she was anything else. And she recently sat down and did a podcast where she kind of talked about the fact that she would only love to do like this next album and then be done with the music side of things and just concentrate on the acting. So I think that checks out. And when you watch her in Only Murders in the Building, she's actually really good. She's very, very talented as far as an actress goes. So I would be down with Selena Gomez as Linda Ronstadt. I think that's going to be an interesting one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 2024 now, early on, and sometimes we make what I like to call a New Year's intention instead of a resolution. But maybe we want to expand our vocabularies or even just learn how to say words in 2024. At any rate, you want to be a little weird about it if, you know, maybe you're kind of a word wonk like I am. So this is going to be right up your alley if you want some weird words to expand the vocabulary and add in 2024. Wayne State University in Michigan just put out a list of long-lost words that should be resurrected this year. Now, these aren't slang words that have faded, like majorly or jiggy. These are mostly very old words, you know, that are teetering on the verge of extinction, quite honestly. So I've got a list here in front of me. I'm going to do my best to pronounce some of these because a lot of these are probably from the English vernacular, which we all know they can make anything in England sound amazing and poetry-like, right? I mean, they say toilet or loo, and you're like, oh, that's the most beautiful word I've ever heard because their accents are just so incredible. So the first one on this list is blatherskite, and that's a person who talks at great length without making much sense. So kind of like when you listen to this morning show every single day.
Right,
yes,
blatherskites.
Exactly. Gotcha. So like cable TV commentators, you could say they were a blatherskite who produced 30 minutes of angry nonsense each night. Funny, that's what I feel like when I watch most podcasts. And yes, Aaron Rodgers, we're talking to you. Although he's been canceled. Did you hear that? Aaron Rodgers has been canceled from the Pat McAfee show as of right now. He was supposed to make appearances throughout the playoffs, but ESPN, after the entire Jimmy Kimmel controversy and some other comments he made on Tuesday, they were like, enough. And so Pat McAfee had to put out the notification yesterday that Aaron Rodgers will not be on the show anymore this season. He hopes that he'll be back for next season, but it didn't sound like that was maybe a for sure thing.
Not completely shocking.
No, it wasn't completely shocking.
I know Rodgers was trying to backpedal there quickly.
He did exactly what I said he was going to do, though, didn't he? He blamed it all on people misconstruing comments that he made, and that's not actually what he meant, because that's what he always does. Anyway, blatherskite, that's what we'll call him from here on out. I mean, there's probably other words you can say about him if you don't agree with his opinions. That's cool, but it just makes us sound more regal when we just call him a blatherskite, right? A kerglaf is the shock felt when you first plunge into cold water, as in he dove into the pool without thinking, and the kerglaf caused him to shriek when he came up for air. That's an interesting one. I don't know if I've ever heard
that.
I know I do too. This is one I actually use yet all the time at number three, dollop. It's a shapeless mass or blob of something, especially soft food. I mean, hello, we
just
say it about sour cream, right? A dollop of Daisy. Watch the commercials. This is not an old word. word. I mean, it might be, but I still use dollop all the time. Like if the boys say to me, do you want a little bit of this? I'll be like, yeah, just a dollop on it. That'd be great. And they know exactly what I mean.
That's the thing. We need to get those Gen Zers to use dollop.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
Mom, are you just using a dollop of sour cream?
Right. Yeah. I mean, don't they sound, much more elegant when they say dollop, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number four on the list. Exactly. Number four on the list is actually Cafe Klatch, but we have now in our English to, Midwestern accents, taken coffee that to clutch. Coffee Klatch. Yes. Yeah. That's an informal social gathering where coffee is actually served. So Coffee Klatch, it's what we tend to do sometimes after church services. You know, we get together with everybody. We have our coffee. Maybe you meet somebody, a group of people in the morning for some coffee at your favorite coffee restaurant or coffee shop. Or whatever, Coffee Klatch or Kathy Klatch is another one. Pocky is another one. Oh, I love this word. My grandma used to say this. Pocky. P-A-W-K-Y. My grandma used to say this all the time. That's having a mocking or cynical sense of humor. So that's a good one. I love it. I'm a little pocky. So I think that's why she probably used it when I was around, would be my guess. I loved my grandma. Petrichor is another one. Now, this is a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather. What a great word, petrichor. Yeah. I love that. You could use it in a sentence like, he walked outside after the storm, the petrichor lifting his spirits as he hiked around the campground. That's a great word. This is another fun one. I've never heard this. Pettifogger. That's fun. An inferior legal practitioner, especially one who deals with petty cases or has dubious practices. Will that be the same thing as like our ambulance chasers now that we kind of correlate to? A pettifogger? That's what I'm going to guess that that's kind of like. But that's, I don't know. I think calling him a pettifogger is kind of fun. I'm down with that one. This is another good one, too. These are great words.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we're going to have to resuscitate people. I mean, they're not really gonna, if we start bringing these words back, they'll have no idea what we're talking about.
I know, which is even better because I love to confuse people like that. It's super fun, which is why I'm a little pocky, as my grandma would say. Raw gabbit is another one. That's a person who speaks confidently but ignorantly. Oh, there we go. What was that first one? And a raw gabbit. Aaron Rodgers, there we've officially figured it out. We've officially figured out what we can say. You could use it as, my social media feed is filled with raw gabbits trying to explain everything from epidemiology to engineering. So
that's a whole bunch of words there.
That was a lot of words. Yes, it really was, but it's true all at the same time. Isn't it? It's kind of weird how that works. Another one on this list, this is a good one. Thunderplump. I love this word for some reason. I don't know why, but this just made me happy when I saw it this morning. Thunderplump. It's a heavy fall of rain during a thunderstorm, or what I could call myself every day. I mean, I don't know. It kind of goes hand in hand.
Old-fashioned thunderplump.
Isn't that a great word? That's a really good one. Why did some of these words quit, like, go out of fashion? Know. These are good. And then finally, we wrap up with number 10. Twankle is at number 10. T-W-A-N-K-L-E. To twang with the fingers on a musical instrument, which is essentially what my Dexter will start doing when he plays bass guitar. Eventually, he'll be twankling. That's right. So using it in a sentence, he sat on the porch as dusk rolled in, twankling on an old childhood favorite, on the banjo. So there you go. Twankle. That's a good one, too. Those are awesome words. I got to figure out how to, I'm going to have to make a little list and keep with me because I feel like I have to start incorporating these into my everyday vernacular when I'm out and about.
See, we don't need the emojis and the LOLs and the OMGs. We just need a good twankle.
We need a good twankle. I think it's fantastic. I mean, these are good. This is good stuff. This is a good list. This just made me happy today because, you know, I'm a word nerd. Like, I'm total word nerd. I love this kind of stuff. So this entire list just made my whole day, which is sad to admit out loud. But it really, really did. I mean, the biggest thing thing I have on my list today is putting away the groceries that didn't have to be refrigerated or frozen, getting a haircut, and then going to Walmart to get paper towels because I forgot to put those on my grocery order yesterday.
Because that's you are exciting. Not, you're not, as we just found out a little while ago, you're not into ice skating, right?
No.
Not into ice fishing, right?
No.
Skiing.
I used to ski every now
and
then.
Cross country or downhill?
A little bit of both. I mean, I'm probably better with the cross country because there's not as many slopes and downhill and me. It's a bad combination. It's just bad. I forget to cross the skis to stop myself. I mean, but cross country, I mean, you're essentially just walking. You're not, I mean, there's more to it than that, but essentially there's not a lot to remember, or at least as much when you're trying to downhill ski. I'm not coordinated, Finn. That's what it really comes down to. I am not a coordinated person at all.
So for your winter sports, you would probably put staying inside and watching movies then?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
No snowmobiling?
I've snowmobiled. I can do that.
I think that's a blast.
Snowmobiling is fun. Yes, I can do that. That's not bad. We've also in the past had the UTV or ATV type vehicles that will go
also
through the snow.
Fun.
That's also very, very fun. But yeah, when it comes to things like me breaking a neck or a limb, these are the things that I try to avoid. I mean, even snowshoeing gets a little dangerous for me because there's a lot, again, that goes into that. There's a balance thing. There's you got to remember to move your feet a certain way. And it's super, super fun once you get the hang of it. The problem is it takes me basically an entire route to get the hang of it. And then I'm back to where I started.
Hang of it, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not super coordinated. And you can just ask anybody who knows me. I am not the most coordinated person in the world. And so ice skating, that's just bad. That's just horrible. I can't stand up on a pair of skates to save my life. I mean, and trust me, my parents tried when I was little. They tried to teach me. They tried to take me out to the rinks, and I can't do it. I can't. And when we were in New York, we were standing at the Rockefeller ice skating rink, and they have all these cool little things, and I'm sure most skating rinks do, where kids can hang on to, they look like penguins and snowmen and all of that kind of stuff to help keep their balance. And I'm like, see, if they can do it, why can't there be adult versions of that? Why can't adults have that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Where's the big jam now in Baraboo? Because I know sledding, the big one used to be up at the UW, up at the campus.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder where the big sledding place is now. If it's still up at the campus?
I don't know.
Because surely, I mean, when your kids were younger, you had to have taken them sledding, right?
My kids loved to sled when they were really, really little. And then they learned that when they go down, they must come back up. And that was the part
No.
In fact, we have a great video of Dexter. Now, Dexter was always funny when he was sledding and he was little because he started out with a whole lot of gusto and it was the most exciting thing because he loved to go fast and you would push him and then there'd be air and things would be flying like the snow chunks and all of that. And then Dexter got to the bottom of the hill and realized it was a really long way to the top. And so he was not, and then he'd be dressed in his little snowsuit with all his gloves on, all the waterproof stuff. Well, you know what it's like to try to grab stuff and strings when you've got all that on. It's virtually impossible, right? So Dexter had a hard time because then the sled and he would have to come up the hill. Now, when he was really little, Corey and I would go about 3/4 of the way down and we would help him up. And then as he got older, we were like, dude, you can do it. You are capable. You are awesome. And so we would go halfway and then we wouldn't go down at all. So we've got this great video of Dexter one day out at the sledding slopes. And this is when we were in South Dakota. And Mitchell, if you know anything about it, has a man-made lake called Lake Mitchell. Right? Big surprise there. Yeah. Very original. Yeah. And so there's a lot of steep hills. And so there was one in particular place that everybody went to sled. And we were there that particular day. It was about 32 degrees. So it was getting a little, slick on the hill. And everybody was having a great time because the slicker the more melty the snow gets, the faster you're going to zing down. So Dexter was having a great time. And then he got to about the third time down the hill, and he realized he had to come all the way back up the hill. And so the entire way up the hill, he, like a curmudgeonly old 90-year-old man, is just complaining and stomping his feet, and his face is getting red. And he'd gone down three times. And his dad, I mean, to get them out there dressed, get the sleds in the car, you know
how
it is.
It's a whole thing.
It's a thing. It took us longer to get them ready and out there than Dexter actually intended on sledding. And Corey was like, no, 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 no. First of all, quit being lazy. Everybody else can walk up the hill. You can as well. He's like, it's not going to kill you, kiddo. And so Dexter was not going to sled. And so he plops himself down in the snow, and he puts his feet underneath of him, and he crosses his arms. He's about three and a half. And he's just complaining. Corey finally takes his sled. He puts it under, sets it down, picks up Dexter with his arms and legs crossed, puts him on the sled, and gives him a huge shove down the hill. Now, the whole way down the hill, you hear, I hate this. I don't want to do that. And it just gets quieter as he goes down. We, of course, think it's the most hilarious thing on the face of the earth because he was just crabby at us. So he gets down to the bottom of the hill. He, like, flumps into the snow. It looks like he's going to make a snow angel. I said to Corey, is he okay? Corey's like, he's just mad. He'll be fine. And so he finally, he rolls, you know, watching him roll over in their snowsuits. It's the cutest thing ever. He's like a turtle out there. He's trying to get himself, like, back onto his belly so he can push himself up. He grabs his sled. He rips that thing up from the ground, and he starts trudging up the hill as fast as he can. Well, because he's complaining and he's mad, he loses his sled three quarters of the way down. So he has to go back down the hill, and the whole time he's just, I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore. I just hate everything, and this is just stupid. And all the way up the hill till finally he got up there, and Corey goes, are you done now? I'm done. And he went and he plopped himself under a tree, and that was basically the last time Dexter ever sledded. Yeah, pretty much. Now, Max, on the other hand, he loved to sled. Max was, I don't know what it was about sledding when he was little. He really liked to sled. So he would go out there for a really long time to the point where we would have to be like, dude, enough, because it's cold. You're freezing. You're soaked, kind of thing. So he loved to sled. And gosh, I think he and some friends a couple winters ago, actually, just, you know, to have some fun as teenagers, went to a sledding hill somewhere in the area and did a little sledding with, you know, like the round circle ones, and just had a great time out in the snow one
going
day.
All but, Clark Griswold from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where you grease the sled and then hyper speed.
Yes, and they were building, you know, teenagers. They were building like little jumps and all of that kind of stuff. They had a blast out there. So he'll do that kind of stuff. And Max actually had a couple sledding birthday parties when he was really little because, well, January birthdays in South Dakota, what else are you going to do? So we had a couple sledding parties where while we were out there, I provided, like, we had the back end of our vehicle full of like a great big thermos of hot chocolate. And then we had all the toppings. Sure. So when they got really cold, they could come over and have hot chocolate, and then everybody came back to our house for presents, cake, and some food, and all of that good stuff. So we always had to incorporate the winter birthdays into the actual season because it kind of sucked for my kids. And they weren't big swimmers or anything like that, so we didn't do the indoor swim routes when they were growing up. And Max would have much preferred to go climb up and down a hill and have some fun that way. So Dexter, not so much. Not so much.
Well, honestly, with the colder temperatures on the way, we're going to have some frigid stuff coming up, don't you think, for you and I, because we have to be out there with the dogs. Don't you think that is winter sports enough for us?
I think so. Yes.
Boy, we're going to have to bundle up, and it's, there's sweaters for sunsets, and we know there's going to be protests. She's going to be Dexter, basically.
Right, yes.
She's going to be protesting because you got to put the sweater on her.
Right.
That's enough.
I just said to Dexter last night, I'm dreading next week. And honestly, when the really cold stuff that's coming in on Sunday, where our high is like 5 or something crazy like that, it was only supposed to last a couple of days. And now it's looking like maybe a week and a half or so is where how long it's going to be sticking around, which is insanity. But I said to Dexter last night, I'm dreading it. So I'm preparing. I'm like, ooh, and now I got to get the fleecy leggings out so that they can go underneath the fleecy pants. And we got to do this, and I've got to have the double layers. And I was like, where is that fleecy, like, face thing that we had? And that's got to be washed because I'm going to need that and kind of stuff. And I was actually mentally preparing for all of that last night because it's just going to be that time of year. And I said to Dexter, I said, ooh, that's going to be when we have to double coat Aspen because she's got like a little sweater type thing. And then it's made so that one of her big like nylon coats goes over the top of it to keep her a little extra warm. And then that also means I have to pull out her, she's going to be double bootied because I'll put the little wool ones on her feet first and then her like water protective ones over the top of the wool ones because, I mean, if her feet get cold and she's sloshing around out the snow, that's going to be really hard on her little feet, you know? So that's another little word to the wise for anybody who has pets. Watch their feet out there.
Yeah, because it's
going to be brutal for them.
It's a whole process getting them dressed and getting them out. It's just like kids, really.
It is. Oh, no, it totally is. And that's what I was just going to say. I think it was easier getting my toddlers ready when they were little than it is getting Aspie ready. At least my kids were always excited to go outside and put their gear on because it meant they were going to go play in the snow, right? Aspen's like, what in this fresh hell are we doing right now? What is happening?
The look of shame.
It is. It truly is. And then, of course, she's fine once she gets there. But it's the whole process of getting it on and putting coats over the head that she absolutely protests. So then she, of course, we play this, come on, Aspen, we got to get your rope on. And then we're going in and out of furniture and we're zigzagging around the kitchen table and all of that kind of stuff. So it's going to suck is what it's going to do.
Something we're not looking forward to, but we know we have to do with our dogs. And then, of course, the dance when you want them to just quickly take care of their business, just get them outdoors, have them go potty, and then they decide that we're going to take a half an hour, 45 minutes to take care of that.
Yes.
It's fun, isn't it?
I'm actually kind of hoping that because we have to go to Dallas the first weekend of February, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And that's so fun. I am actually kind of hoping that this is our cold snap before we go because Dexter has chosen to stay at home and take care of Aspen himself. And my mom is 5 minutes down the road. So I know if there's a big problem that she's right there, she can help. Or if he absolutely can't get her to potty because she's pretty particular and who potties her, mama. I have somebody as a backup. So he's going to actually start coming out with me the next week or couple weeks and kind of going through the process with me because I was like, when she's got a poo, you know it. I mean, like, it's just a frantic back and forth until she finds her space. And I said, you're just sitting there waiting for her to go and you have to keep patiently saying, it's okay, find your spot, let's go kind of thing. And I said, you can't pull on her. You can't disrupt her. I said, or she's not going to go. So he's going to start coming outside with me to learn all of this kind of stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm kind of hoping this is our cold snap so that when we're gone, it's warmer so that she'll actually go outside for it. Because I'll fight with her for the next week. That's fine. Her and I will go around and around.
But then after that,
I just want it to work out for Dexter so he's cool. And he and Aspen are good to go while we're out of town.
Maybe they can protest together out in the winter weather.
Oh, man. Well, he actually likes winter now, which is the funny part. Speaking of this forecast, Finn, we do have a winter storm watch in effect. We are talking about 6 or more inches of snow possible with some wind or some blowing snow starting late tonight, potentially extending all the way through early Saturday morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, maybe a peak or two of sunshine, 29 for a high. Then that snow develops late tonight down to 22. It is 23 right now.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Yes, tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Groove is in the heart. There is delight. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:38 right now, Finn. And it is time for the first nostalgia death of 2024. Have you heard about this? A nostalgia death, first of all, if you don't know, is something that ceases to exist, even though virtually anyone was really even aware that it existed anymore in the first place. But the makers of Fruit Strike Gum have announced that it's been discontinued after an incredible 55-year run. gone, which honestly is a pretty long time for a gum with a flavor that barely lasted 55 seconds, quite honestly. But if the name rings a bell with you, remember that's the gum with the zebra mascot on it. It had bright colors that were zebra striped right onto the gum.
I'm ancient enough to remember that.
Right? Mm-hmm. I loved fruit stripe gum as a kid. And wrappers printed with temporary tattoos, because that was always the best part. It was way better than the gum. The gum was originally launched back in 1969 by Beech Nut Company, and now they primarily just make baby and toddler food. So the gum came in five different flavors: wet and wild melon, cherry, lemon, orange, and peach. And then in the 1970s, late 70s, there was briefly peach a chocolate gum flavor. Yeah. And then they also did a line of fruit stripe bubble gum. And usually when stuff like this happens, some opportunists, you know, run out to buy the remaining stock so they can sell it on eBay for astronomically high prices. Well, that's exactly what's happening right this very minute. My husband just texted me as he's listening this morning. He's like, I thought that came out in the 1980s. No, it was like 1969 or something.
Yeah, it was
kind of crazy. Anyway, a fun fact about zebra stripe gum. The zebra's mascot name was Yipes, if you didn't know that and you remember zebra stripe gum. And there was an ad slogan proclaiming Yipes Stripes, which was actually once a clue on Jeopardy. So there you go. Fruit stripe gum.
Corey Hartman would know that for sure, right?
Yes, yes. I'm surprised he doesn't know that that was a clue on Jeopardy.
You must have missed that episode.
You know, it's funny though, because I was watching like 1991 commercials for Fruit Stripe Gum, and this is why I knew it was a thing, because I remember these commercials. I'm old enough to remember Saturday morning cartoons, and that's when they actually ran these commercials, because obviously the goal was to entice kids to get their parents to go out and, you know, buy some Fruit Stripe Gum. So, but the commercial was just like, you know, it just brings you back to sitting in your living room with your big bowl of cereal waiting for mom and dad to get up while you're watching the Smurfs on TV kind of thing. It was kind of crazy.
Don't you love seeing some of those old commercials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about how nerdy we are around here. We'll go onto YouTube and we'll find old commercials and we'll just keep watching them, because
that's not nerdy. That's cool.
We love doing
that's
that stuff.
What I call a good night's worth of entertainment right there.
No, it's really good stuff. Like if you go back and you watch the old McDonald's commercials or even the Coca-Cola commercials and even stuff for favorite cereals. And then do you remember like the Juicy Fruit commercials, and then they had the Wintergreen, the mint gum, and you know, and then you had like the Twins in the
Twins. Was Double Mint, right?
That was Double Mint. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was crazy, because those were the types of commercials they used, or they'd really hone into stuff that kids were watching. And so you had stars of, you know, some of those infamous kid shows that would be in the cereal commercials or the toy commercials or whatever it may be. So no,
and then that sex symbol Clara Peller from the Wendy's commercials.
That's right. Yeah. Where's the beef commercials? Who doesn't remember Where's the Beef?
I mean, come on. We talked about how icon was a word that was overused, but
right?
Clara Peller, I mean, definitely
an
icon.
She was amazing. And then, of course, you have Time to Make the Donuts commercials, if you remember those.
Sure.
Those were iconic as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's how I feel in the morning when I get up. I'll say that to myself as I'm trying to shuffle around and get ready for the morning show. I'll be like, it's fine. It's time to make the donuts, because that's how old I really, really am. But
And I know you were a big Cabbage Patch fan.
I loved the Cabbage Patch Kids.
I think the Teddy Ruxpin ads, though, used to give me nightmares.
They were creepy.
Very freaky.
I mean, Teddy Ruxpin in himself was kind of creepy. Here was the thing about Teddy Ruxpin that bothered me. I was one of those kids that started reading at a really early age, and I know not every kid had that luxury or somebody to sit down and read with them, which was cool that Teddy Ruxpin existed, but why did his eyes have to move? That was what bothered me about Teddy Ruxpin. And then his mouth kind of moved, but it wasn't great animatronics yet because, well, the 1980s. And so it was kind of creepy, like something you'd see in the new Five Nights at Freddy's movie or something you'd see in like a Child's Play type thing. It was really kind of creepy. And then his eyes just kind of went back and forth in his head. And then sometimes he'd kind of blink. And it was very, very strange. Very, very strange. I also remember the My Buddy commercials. Do you remember My Buddy? That doll that they would be like, My Buddy, My Buddy and me. Yeah. And then they had the kid sister one as well. And like once in a while when we're talking about the dog, I'll pull out the jingle to that, make up my own words to it, because she loves her daddy so much. I'll be like, my daddy and me kind of thing. So yeah, she loves her daddy. But those were great commercials. And they had that doll that sit on the swing with the kid and the My Buddy sure. commercials. And then for the kid's sister, they didn't change anything. They just put the girl doll in there. That was it. Everything else was exactly the same.
Well, you know, it was kind of weird back then too, because it was like they were prepping little girls to take care of
yes.
babies. So then yes. you had these dolls that, you know, mm-hmm. went potty.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, that's a little weird. That's a little
creepy.
Strange.
But
I'm old
creepy.
Enough to remember My Baloney Has a First Name.
Oh, it's, yeah. No, I remember know, that too. Yeah.
That kid was adorable.
He was adorable. And then you had Mikey on the Life commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Great yeah. stuff. That was good stuff.
He won't like it. Mikey doesn't like anything. He likes it.
Yeah, that was a great commercial.
That's when they knew how to make good commercials.
They told the story in 30 seconds and they grabbed your attention. It was amazing stuff. See, people, if you get snowed in again this weekend, make your diorama for the library with the kids, and you can sit down and show them what real commercials on YouTube, because that's where you're going to find them now, were actually like way mm-hmm. back when. And then let them laugh at the kind of stuff that we liked and we did and, you know, we played with as kids, because
now it's all about video games. It's all there's no interaction, no,
do you
know,
remember like the TGIF commercials for Friday Night TV? Because that whole lineup of like Full House and all, I can't even remember mm-hmm. what all followed that, but it was a full lineup, and they had the TGIF commercials so that you uh-huh. could watch those. And then of course they had cartoons for, they had promos and commercials for the Saturday morning lineup for kids and all of that kind of stuff, and it made life so glorious.
And that's what's great about YouTube, is if you can watch one of those older shows that actually has all of the old commercials included.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's like a time capsule, right?
It really, really is. It's fun. So see, now you know how you're going to spend the rest of your weekend, people, watching YouTube and old commercials and old shows and all of that good stuff. It's good. It's good. It's a good time. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast, Finn. Well, because unfortunately for us, I don't know if you're really into old commercials, this weekend's going to be perfect, because we have that winter storm watch that's currently in effect for quite a bit more snow in the area, or at least potentially some wind and some blowing snow as well. And then of course we're gonna get really, really cold after that. We're talking highs right around zero. I mean, that's what else are you gonna say? You know what it's like. It's winter in Wisconsin. So we'll get into that in just a moment with a detailed look at your forecast. Sean Cable is gonna tell you more. Mike Ganger's got a look at local sports, and right now it's your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest-running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook, or by searching their event, Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Busy day today around the area, and with the weather forecast looking the way it does, probably the last busy day of the week. Tonight, the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team will be traveling to Stoughton, 7:15, the tip-off for that one. Girls hockey, as the Badger Lightning will be at Poppy Waterman Ice Arena hosting Sun Prairie West. 7 o'clock is when that will get underway. And then boys hockey, Baraboo Portage, going to be traveling to Sparta, and they'll be taking on Toma there. 7 o'clock is when that one will get started. Tonight for Sauk Prairie, it's going to be a swimming duel at McFarland, 6:15. That gets underway. Boys basketball will be welcoming Edgewood at 7:15. And the boys hockey team will be traveling to Verona to face Edgewood at 7:30. Reedsburg tonight, boys basketball welcomes Mount Horeb at 7:15. And for Portage this evening, the boys basketball team is going to be at McFarland. Plenty of events scheduled for the next couple of days, but with the weather looking the way it is, be sure to check the schedule in advance as they're very much in question. Badger men victorious on the road last night over Ohio State, 71-60 the final there. Wisconsin improves to 4-0 in Big Ten play. They are 12-3 for the season. And the number 15 team in the nation will be back at it again on Saturday when the team returns to the Kohl Center to host Northwestern, 11 tip-off for that one. Bucks back on the hardwood tonight, and Damian Lillard expected to be back for this game against the Celtics. Team has lost two straight games. They're actually losers of four of their last five contests. Looking to right the ship once again. 6:30 is going to be the tip for the 25-12 Bucks. And only one Green Bay Packer not participating in practice yesterday. That was running back A.J. Dillon. Everyone else was participating in at least a limited fashion. Packers at the Cowboys, 3:30 on Sunday. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are tracking yet another winter storm that has potential to bring 6 or more inches of accumulation with wind and blowing snow starting late tonight through tomorrow, tomorrow night, even into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, although we will see a little sunshine, 29. Snow develops late tonight with a low of 22. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
99.7.
It's 8:52 right now. It's George Harrison on Max FM.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. Gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time to do it right, child. I got my mind set on you. 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 And this time I know it's real, the feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you. Set on you. I got my mind set on you. Set on you. But it's gonna take money. gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, to do it, 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 to do it right.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:56 right now. And Finn, on this Thursday, of course, we always like to find a few things that we can celebrate, those tiny things that get us through the week. And we've got our calendar days right now, and there's some good stuff on here. Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day is today. Well, if you want to take the time to do the taps and the dashes and all of that good stuff, this is your day to do so. So I don't know how my name would work out in Morse code, but
Phoenix can figure it out for you because he's okay. Down with all that stuff. So
cool.
He'll Morse code that to you real soon here.
We'll have him work on that for today. I'll give him something to do, right? Yeah. Besides play the violin.
Yeah.
It's also National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, a problem that I think a lot of people, I think, realize is happening, but maybe don't realize that it's happening right here
that's
in most areas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a part of what Hope House does. Every time we work with them, you think of them as domestic violence, sexual assault, but human trafficking cases are something else that Hope House works on consistently through here. I mean, this area is kind of a hub for, you know, to get to Milwaukee, to Chicago, to other places. And so they actually see a lot of human trafficking cases go through this particular area as well. So Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And never be, if you're suspicious of something and you're working in a restaurant or a truck stop or even one of the gas stations, and you feel like something is just a little off, it never hurts to give the authorities a call, because you never quite know when you're going to potentially save somebody's life out there, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what they like to tell you, law enforcement as well as advocacy groups like Hope House. Today is also National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friend Day. Well, if puddle means snow pile, then by all means, go for it, because
it
we've got plenty of that to go around, that's for sure. Today is also Secret Pal Day, which I think is interesting. Now, I don't know if this is just telling them a secret. I don't know if it's somebody that you know, you have as a friend that maybe other people don't know that you're a friend of. I'm not sure how we celebrate this one. Maybe, I don't know, like pen pal. I always think of pen pal in these kind of things. But I don't even know if kids would even know what I'm talking
secret
about when I say the
pal.
Word pen pal.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe tell them a secret today. Maybe, you know, see if they're going to tell anybody else, or maybe just befriend somebody or something. I don't know. I don't actually know what it is, and we don't have
a
good explanation
of it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I, that's a weird one to me. Then we have a couple of interesting interesting, actually drink ones. I wouldn't say food ones because these are not food whatsoever. But today is National Milk Day, and we know a thing or two about that in the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, we're pretty much the spokespeople for the milk industry, right? California likes to pretend that they're all about the milk industry. Pishaw. But right? I mean, California. We've got the market cornered right here in Wisconsin. So we celebrate our milk heritage and our dairy heritage today. And then finally, we actually mentioned this a little earlier this morning. We mentioned Elf, and we said that he'd probably enjoy a hot toddy today. Mm-hmm. That's so appropriate because today is actually National Hot Toddy Day.
Are you serious?
Really? It is actually Hot Toddy Day, yes. So, you know, the weather is what it is. We've got more snow coming. Pull out the hot toddies, and you have a great time on those snow days.
That puts a new spin on shoveling and snow blowing. Just be careful, okay?
That's right. Yeah. You got to make sure you don't have too many hot toddies. There's a lot of blades on those snow blowers.